Masechet Kelim Perek Tet Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hakenonina Ketanim, small sifters that are made from palm leaves, used to sift beans usually. Vakilatot, small baskets woven out of reeds or straw that are used for holding on to small objects that women would use. Mishiyachsom Vikanev, they become tameh when the craftsman finishes their rims and trims them by snipping off the twigs that stick out on the inside and the outside. When those actions are done, the item is ready to be used and can become tameh. We've been mentioning baskets till now that were made and were woven together. Now we'll talk about other baskets and containers that were used or created through coiling, which is winding a long cord in a series of loops. Hakenonim hagedolim vasugim hagedolim, large sifters and large bins which merchants store grain to sell in large quantities. Mishiyaseh shene durim larohav shelahem. They become tameh when after the base is made, the craftsman winds two coils around their perimeter. Yam nafa, mesh screen of a sifter which has a rim around it. Uchvara, and a sieve used for sifting grain, the parts of the grain that you don't want, sifts it out of it, which has a rim as well around it. The kavshel moznaim, at the pan of a balance scale. Mishiaseh dur ehad larohav shelahen. They become susceptible to tum'ah when the craftsman winds one coil around their perimeter, and like with the sifter and the sieve, when a rim is made from a single round of woven material, could be used, and therefore it could become tameh. And the same applies to the pan of a balance scale, which is made from basket material. Hakupa, a basket made from many separate rings attached to one another. Mishiyaseh shites sefirot larohav shela. They can become tameh when the craftsman forms a wall by attaching two rings to its base. Beha'arak, a shallow rectangular basket made of reeds, called in arak. Mishiyaseh bo sefira ahat, the subject to tum'ah when the craftsman attaches one ring to its base. It's designed to be shallower than the basket we mentioned previously, so it's enough that one ring is placed to make it a functional utensil.